Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. What a joy it is to open the book of Matthew. I am so excited. And make sure they feel welcome. In Hebrews 13:4, we're provided a declaration that I want everyone here to hear and never forget. It is a value of SOS Ministries. It is a value of Community Bible Church of Kubami Twe. And I want it to be a value of every single individual in this area. And that is the declaration. That is the command. To let marriage be held in honor among all. Say that with me. Let marriage be held in honor among all. Tell your neighbor to let marriage be held in honor. Go ahead, tell him. Come on, you tell him, let marriage, I'm not, you tell your neighbor, let marriage be held in honor. Come on, shake them around, let marriage be held in honor.
Leka ofumbo vero wechitibwa okusinga ekintu ekirala kyonna.
These words,
ebigambo bino,
must be heard and lived out with great passion, with dedication. I really believe that where marriages go, so does the society. Because marriage is the backbone of the whole family. And the family is the backbone of the society. Where you have bad marriages, you have broken families and a deteriorating society. Where you have strong marriages, you will have robust families and a developing society. Why are there so many children abandoned in our own communities? Why are there so many kids that are not in school, even though we have almost a free education here? Why are there so many grandmas watching children? Why are there these before someone becomes 16? All of it is because there is no family structure. All of it is because the kids are growing up and there is no mom, there is no dad, there is no marriage. But where you find a mom and a dad, usually you will find a stronger family and children who actually are stronger. We as a ministry, we are very passionate about the family and very passionate about making marriage honorable. Most cases where men love their wives, love their families, they'll have this ambition within them to develop their whole home and thus the society.
Era mu mbeera mwosinkanira abasajja nga beewaddeyo okulaba nga bakulaakulanya amaka gaabwe nga bakulaakulanya bakazi baabwe n'abaana baabwe ogenda sinkana ebitundu nga nabyo bikulaakulana.
And so we praise the Lord. Every marriage we see, we praise that. The Lord.
Twebaza Katonda buli bufumbo bwonna bwe tulaba tubeera twebaza Katonda.
Fabrice, come on. Way to go, big man.
Fabrice, twebale nnyo.
Woo! As well, we've got other mates, Rachel and Mildred. We're excited. We support marriage here. And I believe that's why Matthew inserted that right in this text. As most of us remember, Jesus has been teaching his disciples, equipping him for his departure. A departure he keeps telling them, and I'm going to go. I'm going to go to Jerusalem. And I'm going to suffer by the hands of the religious leaders. Be killed on a cross. But raised again on the third day. Something he keeps telling them. And as he prepares his disciples, there's many topics he could have addressed. But this he finds one of the most important to address, and that's why it's recorded here in Matthew.
Mukasera ko okubanga ali mukuteekateeka abayigirizwa waliwo ebyokwogerako bingi nnyo byali asobola okubanga ayogerako naye yalondawo essomo lino abeerenga nalyo alyogerako.
And I am so excited for this week and next week.
Memwekyo ndi musanyufu nnyo ku lwa wiiki eno gye tulimu leero ate era ne sabbiiti
egenda. To address this extremely important topic of marriage. Marriage must be held to a lofty position. I don't want to rush through this section. I want to take it slowly, slowly to make sure we all can see the biblical picture of marriage. This section consists, from verses 1 through 12, consists of three questions. Verses 1 through 12 consists of how many questions? How many? Three questions. Verses 1 through 6 deal with one of those questions. We're only looking at one of those questions, and we probably won't get all the way through that one question. But it's a simple format. We have questions and then answers. Questions then answer. And the question we're looking at today is found in verse 3. Is divorce lawful according to God's standards? The second question is in verse
7.
Why did Moses command a certificate of divorce?
Lwaki Musa yalagira okubanga omuntu asobola okugobebwa omukyala okugobebwa?
And the third question is found in verse 10.
Era n'ekibuuzo ekyokusatu kisisinkanibwa mu lunyiriri olw'ekumi.
Is it better not to marry?
Kisingako obutawasa?
And I'm excited to answer that question for those that continue to not get married.
Era
today we're going to look at the first question. Before we look at these questions, what I want to do is I want to quickly set the picture for you, set the background for you.
Wabulanga tinaba kugenda kuziba mbibuzo bino njagalo soko basunwira ko ba obajira yo musinji.
And there's a lot of little nuggets here in this introduction that bring light to the passage.
Wale bigambo bingi nye byogerwa mu katundu kano ebijja yo burungi ekitundu kubanga tukitegeera.
I'm going to very quickly give you five quick little features.
Ngenda bawa yo ebikula bya
background features.
Ebikula bya mirungi etano ebisokerwako.
Look with me first in chapter 19 verses 1 and 2.
Tunula nange musure 10 no mwendo nyiryo soka no lwokubiri.
Chapter 19 verse 1 and 2.
Matayo esura ya 19 olunyiryo soka no lwokubiri.
Are we ready to read?
Muri betege fubanga
tusoma. How many are ready to read?
Bamekango tuseo.
Come on, I'm looking in the tent. Are you ready to read?
Abali mu tenti mutu seo.
Okay, let's go together. Chapter 19. Look with me at verses 1 and 2. Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee. And he entered the region or the borders of Judea beyond the Jordan. And a large crowd followed him. And he healed them. Here we see the first feature of the sequence of messages. Jesus says here, when Jesus had finished these words, what words? Anybody remember what we spoke on last time? It was on the subject of forgiveness. Now listen. After speaking about this subject of forgiveness, he now comes to the issue of what? Marriage.
Kati ngamazo kwogera ku musomo gwo kusonyiwa, ajjate natunulira omusomo nga gwekuusa ku bufumbo.
I want to suggest to you that it is no coincidence that before addressing marriage, we address what? Forgiveness. Because the greatest human relationship is that of marriage, and it is dependent on us knowing how we are to what? Forgive. Dr. Boyce, in his commentary, says this: marriage,
Dr. Boyce yagamba mu bigambo bye nti obufumbo,
marriage is the most intimate of all relationships.
Ye nkolagana ekyasinze okuba ey'omugundo.
And in marriage, the most piercing pain can be experienced.
Ate era mu bufumbo mosinkanira obulumi obukyasinze okuba nga busensera.
It follows that it is the relationship above all others that must uphold that by 77 times forgiveness about which Jesus speaks.
Wabula genda maso n'agamba nti enkolagana eno erina okuba nga etwalibwa ng'enkolagana ekyasinze enkolagana endala zonna, era mu eyo enkolagana Kristo atugamba nti ebitundu 77 bye birina okubeera nga birabisibwa mu kusonyiwa.
If marriage will work,
obufumbo obuba nga bwakukola,
we must make sure we know about forgiveness, which was just addressed last time we were together.
Tuyina okusooka okutegeera okusonyiwa kufaanana kutya, ate era okusonyiwa okwo twakulabako lwe twasemba okusisinkana.
Stated differently, the antidote to a happy marriage.
Era agenda mu maaso n'akyogera mu bigambo ebirala nti ly'eddagala eri obufumbo.
Is a healthy dose of ongoing forgiveness.
Nti ly'eddoozi oba ly'eddagala ery'obufumbo obwetaaga okuba nga abantu basonyiyibwa.
Can somebody say amen?
Omuntu omu agambe nti amiina.
Amen. The second background feature I want to bring out is the separation from Galilee.
Ekikula ekyokubiri kye njagala okuba nga nokolayo kwe kwawukana eri mu Galilaaya oba okuva e Galilaaya.
It says when Jesus had finished, he says he went away from Galilee.
Agamba nti Yesu bwe yali ng'amaze ebigambo ebyo n'ava e Galilaaya.
Now that is important in this way.
Ekyo kikulu mu mbeera bw'eti.
Matthew is revealing that Jesus is now headed toward Jerusalem.
Matayo yali agezaako tulaga nti mu kaseera kano Kristo yali ayolekedde ogenda e Yerusalemu.
Chapters 19 and 20 are events that will happen on the in the land a land beyond the Jordan.
Bwoba otunuulidde essula 19 n'eyabiri eyogera ku byatuuka wabula nga biri eri ku luuyi lwa
Yorodaani. Nti obuweereza
bwa Kristo mu Galilaya bwali bumaze okukomekereza kaakati amaaso agatunuulizza musaalaba.
Thirdly, we see the security threat.
Ekyokusatu tulaba okutiisibwatiisibwa.
Of where he's headed.
What's
interesting, the text reveals that he goes beyond the region, the better translation, but to the border of Judea. By means of beyond the Jordan. Routes you could take to Jerusalem. One was going through Samaria, which was an easier route, but many Galilean Jews didn't want to go through Samaria.
Kakati abayudaya bali tebagala kuyita mu Samaria.
So they would go along the northern route.
Sitegeza bagenanga mu mambuka je bayitanga mu kube
wadiwa makubo manji. Across the Jordan River.
Nga oyolekedde ku mugga gwa Yorodani.
And they come down near Jericho.
Era mu kuyita ku mbebenu za Yorodani ne bakkirira paka mu Yeriko.
And he said that's the direction he headed.
Kati batugamba wano nti ye kubo lyakwata.
And that would have been a normal route.
Eyo yandibadde kwegamba kubo lya bulijjo.
But what's interesting here is this.
Naye kisinga okwewuunyisa wano kye kino.
Jesus is going right through.
Kristo ali mu kuyita.
A location.
Mukifo
where John the Baptist was killed, for what? For confronting Herod about his what? About his marriage.
Kakati Yesu Kristo yali ayita mu kifo, wabula mu kifo ekyo mwe yali ayita, kye kifo ekyattibwamu Yokaana Omubatiza, wabula kye kyattisa Yokaana Omubatiza, yali alumbaganye Kerode.
And what we recognize here, what is the issue the religious leaders raise? The issue over what? Divorce.
Kakati nsonga kyenkulu abakulembeze b'amagini gye bagezaako okunokolayo y'ensonga ey'okubeera ng'abantu baawukana oba omukyala n'omwami baawukana.
About a year and a half earlier, John the Baptist was beheaded in around that same place under the same King Herod. Now the religious leaders are raising this issue of divorce in order to what? Trap Jesus. We'll see here in a moment.
Kakati mchifo chechimu, abakulembeze b'amadini, bajja yensongeno, wabula mchifo chino chebogereramu. Chechifo chechimu echatibwamu Yokaana Omubatiza. Mwecho bagezaako kujjayo ensonga eyekuusa kwawukana bagezaako mutega.
Could the religious leaders have been asking this question in order to arouse the crowd over the same issues if John the Baptist got beheaded in order for Herod to grab him and do the same thing as John?
Abakulembeze bano babuuza ekibuuzo kyekimu okugezaako okumamu omuliro mu kibiina eri ensonga eyattisa Yokaana Omubatiza.
Interesting.
Kyewuunyisa.
We also shown here the scene of Jesus' followers. There are large, massive crowds following Jesus. Everyone knew Jesus was the Messiah. There was no question, there was no argument, everybody knew.
Kakati bw'otunuulira kino ekibiina ekinene ekyali kigoberera Kristo, abantu bonna baali bamanyi bulungi nti Yesu Kristo ye Masiya, tewali yalina kubuusabuusa.
And that's why wherever Jesus went, massive crowds are there. You could feel the audience and the tension that's building as everybody sees wherever Jesus goes and all of these people following him as he goes toward what? Jerusalem.
Era mwekyo osobola okulaba ng'abantu bakumiddwamu omuliro nga buli omu agoberera Kristo yonna gye yali alaga ng'aserengeta mu Yerusalemu.
And the last background information it says is the supremacy of Jesus' ministry in that he was doing what? He was healing them. You see, Jesus taught and he what? He healed.
Era bw'oba otunuulira obuweereza bwa Kristo olaba nga yawonyanga ate era n'ayigiriza n'awonya n'ayigiriza obubaka bwe bwe bwabeeranga.
Jesus' healing was not a show.
Okuwonya kwa
it wasn't for entertainment.
Teyali kubeera nga yeerabisa
as it is in our modern day.
Nga bwe tukiraba mu nnaku eza leero.
Jesus' healing was for this purpose. I am the Messiah. Watch. I'm the King sent from heaven, and I do what only heaven can what? Can
do.
Listen, till Jesus hangs on the cross, he's calling all men to come to him. He's telling everyone, I'm the Messiah, bend the knee and follow me. And that's what we see as the background to this incredible text. Having seen that background and those little nuances, let's now come to the question. Look with me in verse 3 at the question. We'll look at the question and the answer. Look with me at the question, verse 3. And the Pharisees came up to him. And what? And what? And tested him. By saying, is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? This is a massive question. Because we know that this is a trap. We know that the religious leaders are seeking to get Jesus into trouble. They're seeking to probably get him arrested and even killed. They know that the question of divorce and marriage, especially in this jurisdiction, is a very hot political topic. This situation will be kind of like if I was the Archbishop of Canterbury in England. And someone were to ask me, well, King Charles is in the room. Well, everyone around would know that King Charles divorced his wife and was having an ongoing affair with the woman he is now married to.
Wabula mwecho abuza ekibuzo naye nga buli omu ali mu kizimba amanyi bulungi nnyo nti obufumbo bwa Kabaka Charles tebusaanidde olw'ensonga omukazi gw'alina mu kaseera ako yamwenda.
So every newspaper would be ready to write down whatever was said.
Kitegeeza bannamawulire buli omu abeera mwetegefu
okuwabuli
kutu kwonna kuba kuwuliriza.
And the same was true in this area here. The same was true. But this man stole his brother's wife. And everybody knew it. So in what way is this is a trap? This is a trap to cause a great arousal so that Jesus gets arrested. The second reason why this is even asked here is this. Is in the days of Israel, there was total lack of clarity regarding divorce. Despite the fact that the Bible was always very clear on the subject, people were trying to get license to divorce whoever they wanted. John MacArthur brings out the fact that in this day, Rabbi Hillel, who had died only 12 years before Jesus, had begun his ministry, taught that a man could divorce his wife for the most trivial of reasons. For instance, if she had her hair down in public, or she was talking to other men, or even if she burned the bread, or put too much salt on food. Come on. For her to speak ill of her mother-in-law, or to be infertile, were more than sufficient grounds for divorce. The end result was that religious leaders become promoting divorce everywhere. Marriage was not being honored. It was being deteriorated by the false teaching of the day. And they were using the passage that was read this morning as the Old Testament reading as a catalyst to do that. And we'll give clarity to that passage as we teach through this section of scripture. So Jesus here is being asked a very serious question in a very scary location. And so here we now see his answer. And as he answers, you can hear everyone kind of lean forward. The reporters have pen in hand. And here's Jesus' answer. Look with me in verse 4. He answered,
Adam n'agamba nti,
have you not read
temusomanga
that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female and said, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife.
N'agamba nti omuntu kyanavanga leka kitaawe ne nnyina yeetabe ne mukazi we.
And they shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate. What Jesus does here in answering the question of divorce is he teaches on marriage.
Kristo kyali mukola wano okuddamu eri ekibuuzo ky'okugobwa omukazi awa essomo eryekuusa ku bufumbo.
And he gives five critical truths about marriage.
Era mu ekyo awa amazima ga mirundi etaano amakukutivu.
He gives how many?
Awa amasomo ga mirundi etaano
amakukutivu. Five critical truths about marriage.
Awa amazima ga mirundi etaano amakukutivu ageekuusa ku bufumbo.
And we're going to look at three of these this morning. I want to show you what Jesus' answer is. Jesus' answer on marriage helps us understand his answer on divorce. And notice that Jesus takes his hearers back to what? Back to Scriptures. He takes up the Scripture as the authority of his answer. And he says, "Have you not read?" Thus shamefully bringing out the fact that they have no idea what the Bible has to say. But here he makes it very clear by quoting from Genesis chapter 2 that divorce is not possible. It's not lawful. And the driving passion behind it is because God created, because it was created by God in the beginning.
Era ekyo kyonna ekimusindikiza okwogera n'obwagazi mu nsonga eno nti Kristo ekyo teyakitondawo ku ntandikwa.
And that is the first truth about marriage I want us to get, that marriage is created by God.
Amazima agasokera ddala ge njagala tutegeere gali nti obufumbo bwatondebwawo Katonda.
Say that with me, truth number one. Marriage.
Amazima agasoka obufumbo.
Marriage.
Obufumbo.
Everyone, marriage is created by God.
Kakati nama Oluganda katuddemu. Obufumbo bwatondebwa Katonda.
I have two pictures here. One is a picture by my son. This was given me by Hikama, my man. The man with muscles. This was given to me by my wife. What would you think about these pictures if I came and I threw them? I threw them against the wall and just crashed into pieces. What would you think? What would it say about my value of this picture? It would say that I don't value the gift that my wife what? That she gave me. When we talk of the subject of divorce and destroying this thing that God made, we're speaking of taking what God made perfect and what? Taking it and throwing it against the wall, destroying the very thing that God what? Created.
Kakati mwecho chetubategeza nti kwe kukwata ekintu ekyatondebwa Katonda nga kituukiridde ne tukikasuka ne tukikuba ku kisenge okubanga tukyonoona.
Matthew's point here,
ensonga ya Matayo wano,
is that God is the creator of marriage.
Ensonga yeri nti Katonda ye mutonzi w'obufumbo.
It is a gift from Him.
Kirabo ekiva eri Katonda.
So how is it you can destroy it through divorce?
N'olwekyo kisoboka kitya okubanga gwe omuntu obusaanyawo wabula ng'oyita mu kwawukana?
That's why when he starts off, he says, listen, haven't you read that he who created them from the beginning? It's God who created marriage. Friends, we can't speak badly about marriage. We can't destroy marriage. And I want to say to us as a Christian community, as a church of believers, we cannot look down on marriage. The problem isn't marriage, the problem is the people that got what? That got married.
Kakati kyenjagala mumanye tetulina kubeera ng'obufumbo tubuyisaamu amaaso aa obuzibu si bufumbo wabula obuzibu be bantu abayingira mu bufumbo.
And so if you can fix the people that got married, you can fix what? Marriage.
N'olwekyo kiri nti senga osobola okutereeza bano abantu ababiri abayingira mu bufumbo kitegeeza obufumbo nabwo ogenda kukola ki? Butereeza.
But God created marriage, and that you can't take it upon yourself to dishonor it.
Katonda yakola obufumbo gwe ng'omuntu tosaanidde kujja kuba ng'obutyoboola.
And destroy it.
N'obwonoona.
Marriage is one of the greatest and most monumental gifts given to humanity.
Obufumbo kye kirabo ekikyasinze okubeera eky'omuwendo ekirungi ennyo ekyaweebwa omuntu.
And when you see it right in the creative work, you realize that right in day six,
era bw'oba okitunuulidde bulungi n'okyekkaanya okitegeera nti ku lunaku olw'omukaaga,
the pinnacle of his creative work is man.
Entikko y'omulimu gwe kyali nti omuntu,
or we can say man and woman marriage created as one. That's the pinnacle of his whole creative work.
Tuyinza okugamba nti omusajja n'omukazi baatondebwa babeere ekintu kimu, eyo y'entikko y'omulimu ogw'omuwendo ogwa Katonda.
Where he creates two people with one purpose.
Bwetusisinkanira ng'atonda abantu babiri wabula nga balina ekigendererwa kimu oba nga waliwo ekigendererwa kimu.
Marriage according to God.
Bw'oba otunuulidde obufumbo okusinziira ku Katonda,
is perfect.
Butuukiridde.
It is created by God, and to lead to mankind's ultimate joy and fulfillment.
Era mwekyo kubeera nga buleetera omuntu essanyu n'okuba nga atuukiriza buli kimu.
And so therefore, marriage should be valued. It should be prized. It should be protected. It should be promoted around us. Come on. How's your marriage? This is not any other relationship. This is a marriage relationship. The most important relationship on human surface is marriage. And it should be for God's creation, it should be something we value and we prize. So I
want to
say, as a Christian community, may we never tear it down. May we never belittle God's precious gift. May it always be taken seriously. Because God is the one who what? Created it in where? In the beginning. God didn't make men single. He made them to get what? Married. And you're saying, but what about people who don't get married? Well, the passage will look at that later as we move.
Okay?
But if we're going to understand marriage, the first thing we must understand, it is a gift created by God and it is awesome. There is a second truth about marriage I want us to see. A second truth. And that is this. Marriage was perfectly created, consisting of two, immaculately or in, perfectly designed, complementary and intimately connected genders.
Kanchiddemu obufumbo kyekintu ekyateekebwa wabula nga kikolebwa abantu ba mirundi ebiri abatuukiridde obulungi.
Both men and
women. I know that's a complicated sentence, but there are every word there because of the importance of it. Let me say it again. Marriage is perfectly created, consisting of two perfectly designed,
abantu babiri abatondebwawo mu butuufu bwabwe,
complementary,
nga bali wamu,
and intimately connected genders.
Era nga ebitonde ebyo ebibiri bituukiridde bulungi nga bwe bisaanidde.
Both a male and a male.
N'omukazi.
When you come to Genesis chapter 2, it is clear that God creates a perfect problem. Before the fall. Did you guys know that there was a problem before sin entered the world? There was. What was the problem? Man was what?
Alone.
There was no one. And God created this problem that He might create a perfect what? Solution.
Kakati katonda yatonda ekizibu kino asobola okubeera nga atonda ekyogonjola ekizibu ekyo ekituukiridde.
That the two of them coming together,
era mu ekyo ababiri bajja ne babeera wamu,
you might have a perfect whole.
Era bwe baba nga bazze wamu awo ofuna ekituukiridde.
That's the biblical record.
Bible wetu wetugamba.
Each part was God's handcrafted design.
Buli kitundu kyonna kyatondebwawo Katonda.
He personally designed and crafted.
Yatonda naunda
both individuals.
Abantu bano bombi
to create a perfect harmony.
Okubeera ng'atondawo obumu obutuukiridde
and complementary whole,
era nga butuukiridde mu mbeera egwanidde oba nga bubika.
Genesis chapter 2. Look with me in Genesis chapter 2. Everybody turn your Bibles there. Genesis chapter 2.
Olubereberye essula ey'okubiri.
Make sure your neighbor is turning.
Kakasa nga muliraanwa wo abikula Bayibuli ye.
Look with me in verse 18 of Genesis chapter 2.
Era bw'otuuka mu ssula ey'okubiri, genda mu lunyiriri lw'18.
It says this in verse 18. And I'm going to bring emphasis, and I want to show your attention of the intimacy that God has in creating this relationship.
Katonda jaina mumbere eno ba mukasera kano ngatonda we mpola ganye.
And also notice as we read the connectivity between man and woman.
Era bwe tubanga tusoma njaga we tunuulire enkwatagana eriwo masekati g'omusajja n'omukazi.
Look what it says in verse 18.
Tunula olabe mu 18 bw'atugamba.
Then the Lord God said.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti.
What did he say?
Yagamba ki?
It is not good that the man should be what?
Agamba si kirungi omuntu okola ki? Okubeera nga yekka.
So I will make him a what? A helper what? Fit for him.
Namukolera omubezi.
I'm going to make a helper, and I'm going to make a specific helper that is what? Fit for him.
Katonda yegini agamba nti namukolera omubezi amusanira.
Perfectly designed for him.
Nga amusanira bulungi omukazi nga asanira omusajja.
Amazing. Look at the goodness of God. Verse 19. So out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature,
no muntu buli bye yaita ekitonde kyonna,
that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of heaven and every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found for him what? A helper. A helper what? Fit for him. So what does God do? He doesn't have a helper, doesn't have someone fit for him. So what does he do?
Verse 21.
So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. You see, God personally gets involved. And he loves man so much that he makes him a perfect helpmate. That is perfectly fit for him. We have to note, unfortunately, in our day that he didn't make two males. Because if I get two male pieces, they don't fit, right? That's not God's design. He didn't make two females. That's not God's design. Notice that God didn't have Adam relate with the animals. That wasn't God's design. Notice there was a male and there was a what? There was no third whatever. Right? It's funny that we have to even say this today. But when God created marriage, he created with a male and a female, and therefore any marriage that is not one man with one female is not a biblical marriage. Rather, it is a distortion of God's design. I find it funny. When I first came to this country, even up to, I heard the other day someone says, oh, those white people, they believe in homosexuality. Hear it very clearly from the white man directly, okay? Homosexuality is sin. It is not according to God's design. It is a distortion of God's design. According to Romans chapter 1, verses 24 to 27, homosexual is the result of God giving mankind over. Over to their own impurity. It is a dishonoring of God's design for their bodies. It's built on lies. It's the heart of it, the worship of creation. It is just people being given over to their own dishonorable, detestable passions.
Kwe kubera nga abantu baweereddwayo eri okwaka n'okwegomba kw'embiri gyabwe.
It's dishonorable.
Era kikyamu
nnyo. It is shameless act.
Kya buswavu oba kikolwa kya buswavu.
Coming out of a depraved, debased mind.
Era nga kiva mu bwongo oba mu ndowooza enkyamu ennyo.
That's the biblical picture of homosexuality.
Kati Bayibuli bw'etyo bw'erabamu.
That's not marriage. It doesn't matter what our society says. As Christians, we will stand on that truth to hold up and honor marriage. Can somebody say amen? Can we say amen? God created marriage for male and female exclusively. And He designed it perfectly for that purpose. And Jesus here is making it very clear that marriage was perfectly created, consisting of two perfectly designed individuals, genders, complementary and intimately connected. A male and a female. Sawa. Now. So far we really haven't said anything that you're not well aware of. But I am really hoping that it is elevated. Marriage. That's raising it higher and higher and higher. Because go back with me to Matthew chapter
19.
Look with me now in verse
5.
He gives us a third truth about marriage. But look at the first words he says here. He said, therefore. In Genesis, it provides, and for this reason. I bring this out because it's important for us to know that what comes from here is a response, or it is a result of what God has already what? Done.
Kakati kuno kwanukula eriyecho Katonda kye yali amaze okubanga akola.
And Genesis account and this count here is going to now elevate marriage.
Era bwo tunulide oluberebere kyayogera ate no tunulia ne matayo kyayogera.
As a result of what God has done as creator.
Era kyogera kubiki ebivudde mu
mbumbo. He created marriage as an important institution, therefore it must be what? Elevated. It must be raised up. It must be heightened.
Olwokubanga Katonda yatonda obufumbo ng'ekintu ekisinga okuba ekikulu n'olwekyo omuntu yenna asaanidde okubanga abuyimusiza waggulu ddala.
Because in this situation you have what? One man, one female,
mumbere n'olaba tulina omusajja omu n'omukazi omu
creating marriage. It was never designed for more than one man, one female. And anything that is being promoted beyond that is wrong. It's sinful. It's not according to God's design.
Kakati ekintu kyonna ekikolebwa nga tekyefaananyirizako na kino kye tutunuulira wano. Kikyamu si nteekateeka ya Katonda.
But notice now, in light of these two truths, there's a third truth that becomes clear.
This
third truth is this. The third truth is the importance of marriage. Demands a change in relationship.
busaba okubeera nga waliwo enkyukakyuka mu
one's family,
okubeera nga eva ku famire emu oba ku maka agamu.
In order for a new family to be formed. I'm
going to
say that again. And we'll read the verse and I'll explain. In light of the fact that God created marriage, it brings out this third truth, the importance of marriage demands a change in relationship to one's family in order for a new family to be formed. Look with me now at verse 5. He says this. And he said, therefore a man what? Everyone, look at verse 5. Everyone, I want to hear you. Therefore, a man what? A man shall leave his what? His father and mother. And shall what? Hold fast to his wife. And they shall become one flesh. My brothers and sisters, the preeminence of marriage is evident right here. As a child, our most important relationships are our immediate what? Family.
Kakati ngomwana yenna enkolagana esokebwako gye twenyumirizaamu ye family yaffe mwetu.
But according to this,
naye okusinziira ku kino,
I'm in this family.
Senga ndi mu family eno.
The second I get married, I what? I leave this family.
And
I what? I leave this family and I what? And I leave or hold fast to what? My wife. There's a change. This is now my what? Family.
Kakati eno ye family ye.
This is now my family.
Eno ye family ye.
And if any guy tries to come in, you see, listen. This becomes more important than anything here.
Kakati eno family efuuka ekintu ekikulu ennyo okusinga n'eri gy'ava.
And that's what's being communicated
here.
In light of the fact that I made this, this must happen.
Kakati olw'okubanga nti nkoze kino, kino kye kirina okubanga kibeerawo.
Marriage demands.
Obufumbo busaba.
God's creation of marriage demands that the former family relationship dissipates in comparison to the new relationship.
Kakati obufumbo bwatondebwawo Katonda busaba nti obufumbo bwonna obugenda okubeerawo bupya omuntu alekerera famire mwava n'atandikawo amaka amaggya agage.
This is now preeminent.
Kati buno kino kyekikulu.
This is all that matters.
Kino kyekirina amakulu kati.
What is a man to do? What does it say? Tell me. Everyone together? Leave. Say that one more time. What did he do? Is it saying that the man is to be joined to his family? Does it say that the man is to get a house within his family's home?
Does
it say that What does it say?
Chichayogera.
It says, no, he is to what? Leave
Anarekanga
his father and mother.
Chitawe nenyina.
Clearly, drastic, massive changes in relationship between what was and what is now.
Cheragalwatu enkolagana echuka chuka eriecho echari kakati netutunulia chichi echiriwo kakana.
Negatively, the man leaves the priority of his own family to establish his own family. His born family for his own family.
Kakati mwechi era tutunulia nti waliwo kubanga obuvunanyizibwa abwesonyiwo bwali gye yazaalibwa kati obuvunanyizibwa n'abuzza ku famire ye gy'atandise. Kikoma okubeera ng'ali wansi w'abazadde be.
Because he now has his own home.
Olw'ensonga kaakano alina
amakala
nga ye.
He is now the head.
Kakati ye mutwe omukulu ya
as your father was the head.
Nga bwe kyali okuba nti taata we yali akulembera.
But you never have two what?
Tosobola kubeera n'abakulembeze
two heads.
Ba mirundi ebiri.
There's a separation.
Waliwo enjawukana.
A new family is formed.
Amaka amaggya gatondebwawo.
The man is no longer dependent on his family.
Omusajja aba takyesigama famire ye gy'azaalibwa.
Rather, he's dependent on his wife.
Wabula kaakati yesigama ku mukyala we.
The wife is the helper, not the mom.
Mukyala we ye kiyambi we, wabula so si maama we.
Sawa sawa.
Muntegedde ku ekyo.
The issue is not the relationship of the issue is not just that what we're not saying is that you can have no relationship to your family anymore.
Bane muntegere bulungi kyesigamba sigamba nti no tolina kubeera nakolagana ne family yo gy'ovaamu.
But we are saying that there is a change.
Wabula kye tugamba wabeerawo enkyukakyuka ekolebwa.
The nature changes of your relationship changes.
Ekikula ky'enkolagana yo ne famire yo mw'ova ekyukako.
And this is the essence of it. Your old family loses its preeminence.
Era mu ekyo kiri nti nno famire yo mw'ova okubanga ey'amakulu kiggwaawo.
And your new family takes on preeminence, listen, above everything.
Above everything.
You no longer have these relationships with these other girlfriends you had beforehand. You don't have a relationship with these other boyfriends you had beforehand. It all changes because that marriage relationship becomes what?
Kakati mu ekyo kye kitegeeza nti omusajja abakazi bonna oba abawala b'oyina enkolagana gy'oyina nabo eggwaawo n'omukyala enkolagana gy'oyina ey'abalenzi yonna eggwaawo n'obeera n'enkolagana emu eya mukazi wo oba bbaawo.
What's interesting today in our society,
ekyewuunyisa mu kitundu kyaffe,
what happens often, girls all they want to do is hang out with what? Themselves.
Kyekisinga okubaawo mu kitundu kyaffe ojja kwetanga abakyalo abawala abato baagala kubeera n'obasanga abo bagamba affe tuli mu kumala budde oba abalenzi baagala okutambula n'abalenzi baga kaseera kaffe k'abavubuka ekyo kirungi
naye
si kyekikulu.
Listen, if you want to just be with the boys, that's not the way God designed it.
Bobanga kuyagala kubera nga ozunga na basajja bokka, Katonda sibwe yakikola.
He designed that your wife and you would have the preeminent relationship above all other relationships, and it's seen right here by your leaving.
Yakikola nga gwe ng'omusajja olina okubeera n'enkolagana ne mukyalawo ng'esukulumya ebintu byonna era mu ekyo kirabisibwa kitya? Kirabisibwa mu kuvaayo okwo okuva eri ab'omu maka ago.
And as a Christian community, we must let biblical marriage reign because listen, there are so many families throughout Uganda, throughout America that are being killed by their in-laws.
Tuina okukakasa nti obufumbo bw'omu Bible bututumuka mu bifo byaffe gye tuva lwaki olw'ensonga mu Uganda amakama gasanyiziddwawo olwa famire zaabwe
There are too many competitions between the wife and the mom. Who's
going
to get more attention from the son? Too many fathers outside trying to lord over another home. Too many guilt trips laid upon children. That they have to take responsibility of them. No, my friend, that's not how it works. God made it so that a father cares for his family, his own family. Until every child is out. And now you're responsible to care for what? Your machala till you die.
Right?
And then as I start a family, I have to take care of my children. But you see, the disintegration of the family, the disintegration of marriage, now all of a sudden there's abandoned people, everybody, nobody's doing their job. And we're laying all of those burdens on our children. It is the children's job when they get married to care for their own family, not to care for your family, parents. Certainly, children are to give out of love to their family. But what's happening is children can't develop on their own because they're trying to care for all of your children. But you're responsible for your children. They're not. There's this idea in Uganda that a child, because he was given education, that the child now owes the parent. That he's their retirement plan. So now all the focus of that child is he has to give to me, he has to give, why aren't you giving to me? And all this friction begins. The biblical perspective is that I as a father give to my children. I refuse to let my children pay for certain educational things because it's my responsibility as a dad. If I don't provide for my own household, I am worse than an unbeliever, the Bible says.
That's
why we just want to say that when you get married, the preeminent relationship is your own family. If you have extra and you together can agree, let's help out some, it's wonderful.
But
and I'm sure that where parents have loved their children well, the children will feel very inclined to love their parents well. But by no means should we put that demand on our children because there's a new what? Relationship. And parents, we should encourage our children to leave. Encourage our children. Please, you make that woman your preeminent relationship.
Sawa-sawa.
Sawa-sawa. According to Jesus' design, the most important relationship is marriage. And it demands exclusivity of focus and devotion. Preeminence. There are two other truths we learn in this first question about marriage, and there are a few more in the next questions. But all of that we're going to have to see next week. My brothers, my sisters, marriage is a gift from God. Divorce isn't even an option. The solution we have is to repent from doing things our own way. And begin to follow God's way for marriage. Amen.
Amen.
Satan will always attack the family. And it is for that reason we must be very, very, very clear on biblical marriage. Come next week and we'll hear more. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that in the beginning of time you cared so much about humanity that you made a codependent relationship. The first relationships was marriage. And through marriage, we get this beautiful companionship. And you've given such clear instructions on how marriage is to function. But just like your creation of this world, we've destroyed it because of sin. And Lord, I know that in this room right here, there are destroyed marriages who need your saving work. Lord, will you please change hearts? Please change lives that we might do marriage your way. For the praise of your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.